This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
When Klal Yisrael sent message to Edom that they wanted to traverse through their land, so the pasuk says, "Koy amar achicha Yisrael," and in Perek Chaf, pasuk Tesvav of Parshas Chukas, the message that Klal Yisrael sent to Edom was, "Vayareu lanu Mitzrayim v'lavaysenu." The Mitzrayim did bad to us and to our forefathers. And Rashi says, "Mikan sheha avos mitzdarim bekever kishe peranos ba al Yisrael." From here we learn that the Avos are in pain, they're distressed in their graves when punishment comes to Klal Yisrael. So the question though is, this is a very nice concept, that the Avos HaKadoshim suffer when their children are in distress, but why is this an important message that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael need to send to Edom? Why would Edom care that the Avos are mitztayer in their kever when Puranos comes to Klal Yisrael? So the Agra Dekala says that this message that Klal Yisrael were sending to Edom carried within it a very important message. And that is as follows. Klal Yisrael was telling Edom, look, Edom, even though we know and you know that you're Rishon, but your great tzchus and your great merit that protects you until this day is the merit of Kibud Av V'Em. But we want you to know something, that if you cause us any distress, not only are we being distressed, but our forefathers and your forefathers, Yitzchak is being distressed, Avram is being distressed, and your whole koyach is from Kibud Av V'Em. So you should know that if you cause us distress, you are mitigating and you're undermining, you're uprooting your entire zechus for existence. So Klal Yisrael was telling Edom, watch out. Mikan sheha avos mitztarim bekever kishparan ezbal Yisrael. And if you cause that, that's going to impugn your Kibud Av V'Em, and that will be a akira of the whole zechus that you have to exist. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.